So Zach gave me some questions to answer while he is away, and I think every one of them is horrid. I don't understand how he can sleep at night being so terrible at the thing that's meant to be his passion. His show would be nothing without me. But I digress. I suppose I shall humor him and answer some of these moronic questions. First, I have a question from Twitter user RouchefarMD, and he says, "Yeah, fuck you, Jeffrey." Alright, first of all, not even a question, so thanks for playing. Secondly, I'd mind your language, you sniveling, slime-packed, bacteria-infested sack of organs. Do you kiss the pitiful female ape descendant that graced the universe by spitting you into it with that mouth? We have another question here from James Barbarossa. Oh good, fascinating input, no doubt. He says, "Hey man, I'm getting a lot of abuse online that I think is meant for you. I don't know who you are, but I'd appreciate if you clarified that we're two different people. It's starting to affect my life." Oh, boo-hoo for you. Alright, look. Frankly, given my nature, I find the term people rather offensive. One of us is a person, the other is a sorry excuse for a voice actor, a joke of a man who wastes away his life making music all the time despite not being able to carry a tune if it had an easy grip handle screwed into it, and asking himself questions on Twitter. Hey man, get over yourself. Well, these not even questions, really, are just the worst. I'm moving on to my audio messages, all from my fellow cast members. Oh. Clearly Zach thought we'd get more feedback from the public than a swift fuck you bit off more than we can chew, did we? First is from Alex Bird. Never heard of him.
"Hello, Jeffrey. Can you tell us, who is your favourite Doctor from Doctor Who?"
Ah, yes. Favourite Doctor. Let me think. I'd have to say my favourite Doctor is the one with the beard who tortured all those dogs. Now, what was his name? Dr. Pavlov, that's the one. Put your ukulele and liberal arts degree away, nerd, and get some better TV shows. What in the world is a Laura Girling? A quick question from Laura, age 4, who is girling, apparently. Although from this voice recording, I can hardly imagine it was anyone boying. Roll the clip!
"Jeffrey, who is your favourite Spice Girl?"
So I have a list of names here, and the only one I can find that's an actual spice is Ginger. The rest are just self-aggrandizing adjectives. So I'd have to say, maybe Time? As in, time to get a better question, Laura? Oh! Set phasers to nailed it! Miss A-I-M-E-E Kemba. Am I pronouncing that right?
"If you could kill any of the clones and take their place, which one would it be and why?"
Which of the clones would I? I wouldn't be caught dead taking the place of any of you degenerate duplicates if I... Although, I'd have to say your young Master Xavier. At least then I'd retain the ability to leave people in more of a vegetative state than whatever you recorded that question on. Another question about time from lost child Laura Girling, who I've been told is a
loving and supportive girlfriend,
and can't craft an insult to save her life. She asks,
"Hi Jeffrey, if you could exist in any time period, when would you choose and why?"
Now I know you're all expecting me to say, "Before you ask such an ill-conceived question," but I'd like to think I'm better than that. I'd have to say the Old West, a beautiful and exciting era where men were men and carbon-based life forms were real carbon-based life forms. Before Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Orphans Audio, look us up, before the internet and iPads and smartphones on which people record themselves asking ill-conceived questions. I thought time travel narratives were supposed to be smart. Question 7 comes from Orphans creator Zachary Fortis-Gom.
"Hey Jeffrey, of the two seasons of The Orphans, which one do you think had a better Baz?"
Now, This is the first difficult question I've had all day. A real head-scratcher if I had a head and was inclined to waste my time scratching it. Well, the first had a very satisfying shing to it, a real splatter, and you can't beat a good impaling. But there's nothing quite like doing something yourself, and pushing my foot through a ribcage like a cold, heartless, unfeeling knife through tragically betrayed butter. It just... It really electrocute trains my Pavlov's dog, so to speak. So, facility, I suppose. And at last, we come to the final question, again by the Zig-friendly giant himself. Roll it, boss man!
Hey, Jeffrey, I'm just wondering, you know, what do you think of James Barbaros' score of the orphan's facility?
Trash! Well, that was tiresome. I think I'm going for a little snooze. Only joking. I don't sleep. I'm always awake. Forever. I certainly hope you're enjoying my 10 days over on the Orphan's social media pages. We've already leaked things from Investigation over there. Zach is going to be so angry, and I love it. Tomorrow is big, and I couldn't possibly say what. You'll just have to come back on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Orphan's Audio, evillaugh.exe initiate.